AI is writing more of our code every day. That's why quality assurance is more important than ever. It's not just about finding bugs anymore. We have to make sure AI-augmented code is reliable, secure, and follows ethical guidelines. Let's explore why this matters so much. AI coding assistance makes quality assurance more important than ever. Think about the testing pyramid, a QA strategy you already know. AI can accelerate coding, but it also necessitates rigorous verification. We have to confirm that AI-generated code truly fulfills the requirements. This ensures code reliability and accuracy. The testing pyramid offers a blueprint for solid test automation. The core idea? Structure your tests like a pyramid. A wide base of unit tests validates individual components. Above that, integration tests confirm those components work together seamlessly. Finally, a smaller layer of end-to-end tests verifies the entire system. Following this model leads to a more efficient and reliable testing process. Solid software relies on a strong base, and that's where unit tests come in. They're focused tests, targeting individual functions or methods. The goal is to verify each code piece behaves exactly as expected, independently. Think of it as confirming every small part works perfectly on its own. Individual components working perfectly doesn't guarantee a flawless system. Integration tests ensure different parts play nicely together. It's about validating interactions and verifying data flow between modules or services. Testing those connections is vital. Integration tests catch issues that unit tests might miss, giving you confidence in the whole system. The crucial thing is ensuring everything works together. That's where end-to-end tests, or E2E, come in. Think of E2E as mimicking a real user's experience. It simulates their interactions, from interface CLX all the way down to database changes. Because these tests encompass so much, they naturally take more time and effort to run. The ice cream cone is a testing anti-pattern you want to avoid. Think of it, a huge scoop of end-to-end tests teetering on a tiny cone of unit test. You're putting all your weight on slow, fragile, and expensive tests. When one fails, finding the source is like searching for a needle in a haystack. End-to-end tests cover so much ground that debugging becomes a major headache. Coverage thresholds are about setting quality standards. These metrics show the percentage of code exercised by tests. It's a measure of testing thoroughness. 80% line coverage is a good target for most production code. Think of it as a solid baseline for catching regressions and ensuring code reliability. Critical path coverage? It's non-negotiable. I'm talking about essential flows like authentication, authorization, payments, and data handling. Why? Because these areas are the most vulnerable. Defects here have severe consequences. Authentication breach? Data exposed. Payment flaw? That's why 100% coverage is crucial. Mutation testing is a really powerful way to validate your tests. The core idea? Inject small, artificial errors into your code. We call them mutations. Then run your tests. Tests fail? Perfect. They caught the mutation. But if a mutation survives, tests still pass. That's a problem. Your tests aren't as effective as you thought. Mutation testing helps you find those blind spots. AI-generated test cases offer RAPID unit test creation, speeding up the testing process considerably. That's the upside. However, there are definite downsides. A common issue is tests that are essentially meaningless, like asserting that true equals true. Pointless tests like that don't validate anything. The thing to remember is validation is essential. Don't blindly trust AI-generated tests. Treat them like a first draft. You have to carefully review them, making sure they validate the right behavior with solid assertions. Also, really focus on edge cases. Does the AI cover boundary conditions? What about unexpected inputs? It's worth the time to be thorough. Security testing is a critical application. We need to know AI not only works, but also resists malicious use. Abuse case tests are like throwing curveballs. We simulate bad actors trying to break the system. Then, authorization boundary tests ensure access control is tight, verifying only authorized users reach specific endpoints. This comprehensive approach helps keep the AI safe. A smart way to use AI in development is building security in from the start. Think about test-driven development, where you write tests before coding. Security TDD takes that further. You begin by writing tests that define what attacks shouldn't work. This proactive approach helps prevent vulnerabilities. Automated coverage tracking gives us instant visibility. Every pull request triggers a code coverage report, so we immediately know how testing's going and where the gaps are. What's even more powerful is setting up automated checks. We can block merges if coverage drops below the level we've set. This ensures tests improve with each change. To build reliable AI-augmented code, we need solid testing. The testing pyramid helps us structure a balanced approach. While code coverage shows how much code is tested, mutation testing goes deeper. It validates the quality of our tests. Think of it as testing our tests. Hopefully that gives you a clearer picture. I wanted to share some key takeaways. What questions do you have? I'm happy to elaborate on anything we've discussed or clarify any points that need a little more detail. I want to make sure you're comfortable with this.